Man, the last two episodes have been pretty smart, right?
Yep.
Oh.
Smart.
That's pretty good. I'm glad. Oh, shoot. The stupid dial was turned all the way down. And let me just turn that back up. Woo!
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues.
Excelsior!
Hey! Oh, Bri's gonna do it this time.
No, I was just leaning towards my beer.
Okay. Hey, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Bri.
I am Merc.
And together, we are Wild Stallions. But apart, we're just not as, you know, we're just not as good as together.
No. I mean, we're still stallions, and we're still a bit wild, but we're not, like, we are wild with a Y.
We are each one wild stallion.
Or stallions with a Y.
And a Z?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm kind of excited for that one.
Yeah. Grim Reaper's coming back, huh?
I know.
Yes. And I never realized who the guy is that played him.
William Sadler.
Yeah.
Yeah. The president in the MCU, for starters, and also, like, a million other things. He's
in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Pretty prolific.
It never even dawned on me who that guy was.
They have, there's that one, there's like a bald actor. He's been in, A bunch of stuff. Bald, he's like literally got like alopecia. Hairless. And he was in like The Flash and Gotham and stuff as villains. He was Victor Zsasz, I believe, in Gotham.
Oh.
And he's cast in some role, but I'm like, that dude is 100% playing, like, the new Death or something like that. It's going to be going on. He's, like, going to be Death Jr. or something like that. And I'm here for that.
I'm fine with that.
I'm very fine with that.
I hope Station comes back.
Oh. Station. See, it seems like it's combining, like, elements of the first and second movies in a way where I'm very, very interested. Thing. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We should talk more about this in the news.
Do it.
I think we kind of covered it, but yeah, news.
Current Zero News Flash.
Hey, now that we're in the news, let's not talk about it anymore.
No, we're done with that.
I am done with that.
To hell with Station. I can't say it.
Don't say it.
I'm so sorry, Station.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Get out of my house.
It's my house.
I live here too.
Listen, in the crawl space.
Can I live here?
You live in upstairs crawl space. I live in downstairs crawl space. We painted a line.
Together we're stallions crawl space.
So what's new?
I think I missed this. At one point, I guess Hulu had already kind of announced or whatever that they're doing some Ghost Rider stuff.
Yeah.
And possibly Hellstorm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hellstrom. Which I just noticed today. I've been saying it wrong my entire life.
I mean, Hellstorm sounds pretty cool.
I've been saying Hellstorm the entire time.
Buy me Hellstorm or Goethe.
I was reading about it today. I'm like, that idiot spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'm the idiot, and I've been spelling it wrong.
Well, Hellstorm would be a crazy last name.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Yeah.
Apparently, they already knew that Ghost Rider and Hellstorm, there was going to be shows for that on Hulu.
Mm-hmm.
But... and originally, I believe it was under the listing of, like, Spirit of Vengeance kind of thing. And that was the kind of the moniker for the two shows. But apparently, it has been rebranded to Adventures into Fear. So there's Ghost Rider and Hellstrom. But Adventures into Fear was a long-running, like, 70s monster supernatural kind of book.
Yeah.
And also had Morbius and Man-Thing.
Woo! Hey, Swamp Thing just got canceled. Now it's Man Thing time.
Exactly.
And they're just out of sheer pettiness, they're going to make sure it lasts like six seasons.
Yep.
We couldn't make this work. We made this work.
Yeah. Disney, we do swamps right.
Yeah.
We do things right.
I guess Morbius is off the table, but hey, listen, you could have a werewolf perhaps by night.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a lot of options.
Apparently, and I just, as I was kind of researching this, there's been rumors that Glyph is going to have her own show or
Who
something.
Dat?
who, she's a fairly new character. She's a teen with the power to summon spirits from ancient Egypt. Yeah. She debuted in Howling Commandos in that series that was a super short running series, like in 2015.
Oh, the more recent one where it was it was all monsters.
It was, and it was super fun.
I really, I should read that at some point.
It's really good until they abruptly canceled that in like
their Howling Creature Mandos.
Yeah. But they did say that whoever's writing that article said, oh, because you could have Glyph, and maybe that would be kind of an entryway into Egyptian stuff to get to Moon Knight.
There
or
is
a
that.
Link with Moon Knight or something. I was like, oh, that's fun.
They have actually, on that kind of note, Jeff Loeb has been, I don't know, he's had some interviews lately. I don't know where. Listen, my research was very
in
quick.
In his basement.
Talking about more street-level characters coming to, like, streaming series as well, and Moon Knight was the one that was immediately jumped to, so that would be a pretty neat tie-in.
Nice.
They're also... Loeb was saying that they were like Marvel TV, like his Marvel Television division, was going to be doing some shows with Disney Plus at some point, which is in addition to like the ones that are, you know, like Falcon and Winter Soldier and WandaVision, all those are like Marvel Studios productions. So things got a little, it's a little iffy because like Marvel Studios was the movies and then like Marvel Television did all the TV stuff. And now like Marvel Studios kind of like, now we're also doing TV. Get out of here. So
you,
I guess
you
we'll
are
see,
redundant.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's distinctly possible. Like maybe in a couple of years. I mean, whenever the rights run out for the Netflix stuff, maybe they'll use those characters again. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Who knows? Or, you know, Jeff Loeb's just trying to make something happen.
Show me a subpoena, and I'll cooperate like a son of a bitch.
On the Netflix note, actually, it was a while ago that it was posted that the costumes for the Netflix Marvel shows were being auctioned off. And the Daredevil, like the...
Speaking of which, who's your favorite superhero?
Forbish man. the Daredevil costume was actually bought by Steven DeKnight, who was the former showrunner of Daredevil. So he's got that in his office and be like, this is where it belongs. So he
and
can...
And he wears it all the time.
He wears it all the time, and he's
people
just...
People just come in awkwardly for meetings.
He's just...
he's still
can smell you.
He's just filming new episodes on his phone, you know. It's
cool.
It's like I'd watch
falling,
him
falling off buildings.
Yeah, exactly. I'd watch him, frankly.
Yeah, that'd be
that'd be pretty good.
And finally, in not related to TV at all, except maybe it's related to TV, in fact they sell a lot of TV related googas and crap that no one wants. Those googas and gagus. Loot Crate has filed Chapter 11. They've laid off 50 people.
Yeah. 50 people
got laid off. What was it? They currently owe $30 million in trade debt. And there's $20 million worth of sales that they've made that they haven't shipped product out on.
Really?
Yes. A couple years ago, they defaulted on a loan, and that loan got refinanced and taken over by a company called Money. What is this? What does it say?
Money Launderers
Money,
or Us.
Money Chest LLC.
Oh my God!
Which is providing
it's the Bane, you know, Bane Capital that killed Toys R Us.
Yeah, so it's providing Loot Crate with $10 million in bankruptcy support sort of stuff, but. I mean, they owe $30 million in trade debt. There's $20 million worth of product that they haven't shipped out.
Yeah.
So like, people gave them their money, they never got
20 plus anything. 10.
Well, 30 plus 20 minus 10 is still many millions of dollars.
Not good.
So
and that always sucks, especially people kind of in this loose field of just a lot of like layoffs are.
Yeah.
I mean, it's rough out there for a lot of people, but it feels like a lot of these. Like services and all of like kind of companies and stuff seem to be trucking along fine, but
maybe
not really.
Yeah, just because their ads are on every other podcast doesn't mean they're doing well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. Oh boy, yeah. So
they sank all their money into Marin. Should have given us some money. We could have used money.
Yeah. Could have spent it on loot crates.
It's cyclical.
Oh boy. You know, maybe they'll bounce back and throw us a little sponsorship. No, nope. It's over.
They're dead. We're all dead. We're all dead.
That being said, anybody wants to sponsor us?
We'll take it. Yes, please.
We'll talk about your product.
Yep.
We'll do it with a smile on our face, sir.
You won't be able to see it, but it's there.
Yes. You can hear the smile.
Hear the smile.
Welcome to the warm-up.
Okay, so I have a brand new idea for warm up. Woo!
Is it warm?
It's warm.
But is it?
I put warm? Your hand in warm water and then I make you pee.
And then you piss all over.
And then I piss on you.
We turned up that dumb dial.
Here's my idea. Power's gone wrong.
Okay.
Fake instances where real or imagined characters' powers do not go well or as planned. Little-known mutant Chad Spiffler had his mutant power to defy gravity kick in an open field in Bakersfield, California.
Aww.
He hasn't been seen since.
Well, he's with God now. He's with the angels in space.
Yeah. Warren caught him and took him up to see the Starjammers.
Karen Flugelmeister had a similar
gravity.
had a similar gravity flight mutant ability triggered at age 17 in Hoboken, New Jersey. Unfortunately, it was under a high-powered ceiling fan.
Hey.
Didn't we talk about that when those mobsters made all those people fly off the earth?
Oh yes, yes we did.
Anybody inside, dunk.
Yeah.
Wait. Dunk.
Okay, so we all know Daredevil's hearing is way beyond normal human levels.
And his smelling.
I'll get to that.
Daredevil smells real strong.
Unfortunately for Daredevil, there was that time that Foggy came over after curry night and got food poisoning in Matt's bathroom, and the sound of raging diarrhea is like a tsunami.
The sound? I mean...
The sound
and
the
then
sound,
there's yeah. Matt's yeah heightened senses.
That was literally comic where he could, like, smell that, like, the junk food that he was eating was, like, not good.
I can smell it inside you.
I mean, he got the name Foggy for a reason. Who gave him that?
He's the old Foghorn.
It's hard to see air quotes or by you, Foggy. Like, I can't even see the particulate, but my radar sense is just sort of, it's like blocking where you are. It's like a bunch of flies buzzing around pig pen. Or is that a cloud of dirt? Yeah, it's both.
Oh, it's a foggy. Cloud of pigment.
Russian Pyotr Pietrunsky was also bitten by a radioactive spider, but it was a daddy long legs.
So he got very long legs.
He's just become a stiff, clumsy, fragile, gangly teen.
Also, it was a Chernobyl spider, so he's also got that going on.
I was so several of the legs fell off, but he's fine, and those legs kept moving.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I was like, he's just this gangly teen that just gets accidentally hurt all the time. Because I have never seen a daddy long legs that didn't have one leg that, like,
something's wrong.
Help me.
Well, maybe it's doing that to lure you into a false sense of safety, and then it strikes and hurts itself.
So here's my challenge for you with this now.
Okay.
Power's gone awry. I'll give you a character, and you give me an instance where his powers have gone...
Awry?
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 Okay.
Awry.
Awry?
I haven't picked any characters, so... A Cyclops.
I mean, that's...
Anytime.
yeah, really.
Definition.
He woke up.
Yeah. I blew my eyelids off.
Lost a contact?
Yeah.
I mean, when...
It's in the back of my eye. I just gotta reach for it.
He left his contacts on too long.
Oh,
get all dry. Just permanent red eye.
Oh, no.
In every photo of him, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then he killed someone with his
sight. And then
give him the old death stare.
Number two, The Flash.
Vibrated right through.
Okay, next.
Right through what?
Let's not talk about this.
Let's not talk about
it. He made explosion.
Aww.
Well, he vibrated through like a cantaloupe. Because he was trying to cut it with his hand.
Yeah.
So he could have sex with it.
Perhaps we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes. Very sure. Very sure.
This is the worst thing Barry's done all month.
What about Namor?
Oh, yeah.
That's something... What I challenge you, good sir. And you, good sir. And you, the listener. I looked between the two of them for the listener.
He, being the king of the underwater kingdom, I was like, oh, cuttlefish. It doesn't mean what it actually is called. They don't cuddle right.
I mean, have you tried?
He did.
And?
He got engaged because he felt obligated.
And we ended there.
What the f***?
Let's fight!
Oh, those are fighting words.
No, let's fight!
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it anymore.
I like that.
Thank you, but I'm done.
Well, okay. I guess I'll start doing it then. Yes, this week it's once again August Ognus.
Woo!
Woo! We started with March Madness, but you know, once isn't enough a year. We need to kick it up.
Is this the fourth time or the fifth time?
It's like more fifth than or fourth. Sixth.
Oh yeah, we're getting there.
I feel like, well, this is at least fourth. It's either fourth or sixth.
It's okay, gotta be.
It's gonna be sixth. It's gotta be. We've done more than.
Okay, so two several. More, and we can do the Tournament of Champions.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Because this week, once again, we're doing the big, dumb, stupid, idiot, stupid, dumb, 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 idiot thing of who would win in a fight.
Yeah!
I thought it was
my
cool.
Dad or your dad.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, that's your answer.
Yeah. I mean, no one has put that on the list
yet. We all pick some random characters. Mm-hmm. Kyle puts them all in a big old hat.
Mm-hmm.
Just an oversized comedy sombrero. Shakes it up.
And they all get dizzy and they get sick.
They all get super duper dizzy, but then we make them fight.
And then we put them on nachos.
Oh, please.
And make them fight for the salsa.
Yeah.
Round one, fight.
So, first fight.
Fight.
Fight. Fight. Oh, you guys are going to fight. It is going to be Impulse versus Ambush Bug.
What is Ambush Bug's... I don't even know what Ambush
Bug's actual power is teleportation.
I see. Now we know who picked Ambush Bug.
His other powers involve being self-aware and fourth wall breaking?
Yes. And then there's that, which is actually kind of a weird power.
Yeah.
That he can actually do those... Because he's aware of things that the other characters aren't.
Yeah.
And things that are going to happen, kind of.
Like the white space between panels.
Yeah.
And he can like reach through and do stuff like that?
It's pretty good. Oh. I feel like Impulse, not to the same degree, but often kind of does that stuff too, at least visually. He's not quite as fourth wall breaking, but he can be a little bit.
Yeah. They're both kind of wacky.
Their grasp of what comic book reality isn't quite what other people would call
Impulse with those big feet.
Oh yeah. So big.
And big hair.
Constantly imagining pictures instead of words.
Mm-hmm. Well, to give you an example, he was able to follow the internal dialogue of Firestorm.
Oh.
And his other, so he's like aware of other things. So he can kind of tune into different kind of wavelengths and whatever.
So they're fighting.
They're fighting.
He has defeated big time foes and been knocked down by nobody.
But he got up again.
He did.
So are we looking at
keep him down.
His ability, like, say, if he could, like, sort of, you know, cut past, like, read people's internal dialogue and stuff like that, and maybe, like, see their world as a reader, maybe he can, like, kind of use that to his advantage.
Absolutely.
I don't think that helps that much with Impulse.
No.
Because I don't think
not much internal dialogue going on. And
it won't make
a
lot. He'd
be a speed reader.
It wouldn't, exactly. But I feel like it wouldn't necessarily... Nobody gets Impulse but Impulse.
Yeah. I mean, plus it's a speedster, and how would you defeat a speedster if you were, you know,
move
a guy...
really slow.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, he can, like, teleport, but...
Yeah.
Impulse could be pretty erratic, So I don't know how much that's going to help him. I don't think he's going to project where Impulse is going to be or do.
But then how is Impulse going to defeat the teleporter when he's like...
Impulse tends to
making the noises. He's chewing.
Anyway. Impulse tends to luck out a lot. He's listening to
a very quiet Trident commercial from the mid-90s.
Impulse just charges in without thinking, as he does, and somehow still wins most of the time, just because that's just how it works for Impulse.
So are we just going to give it to Impulse then?
Listen, I have a bias, and
I had no weight on this character at all. There was
just, and I don't care who wins. It's a made-up fight.
Totally.
Yeah. I think that it would be an interesting one. I definitely want to read about it, but I don't know. I don't see Impulse winning.
How does he win?
How does Impulse win? Yeah.
He vibrates
right through to the other side.
Freak on through.
It's a good one.
Maybe he ambushes him.
Oh, see, there you go. Like, ambush, like, he's going to try, like, pulling some teleportation trick. He's going to try to be like, okay, what's on this guy's mind? He just sees, like, pictures of, like, baseballs and...
a picture of himself getting punched in the face.
And that's it.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, then.
And just by seeing the picture, he gets knocked out.
Yeah, I feel like Ambush Bug himself...
It would be that comedic sort of thing. That's what would happen.
Like, they play it for laughs in the sense that Ambush Bug is a ludicrous character. And even he is just like, what the wrong with this kid? Yeah. And then just gets clocked.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right. Next.
Round two. Fight.
Next up, Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Whoa.
Versus the Xenomorph, I believe. The alien.
Oh, the alien.
From Alien.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a...
Somebody make that comic. My God.
That could be fun.
I mean, that could be... if there's Archie versus Predator, why not?
I know, right? Yeah. No, it's... I feel like it's the natural
progression. That's the next step, actually. Yeah. Weirdly, it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
You know what? This might turn into a book at some point.
So let's tell them how to write it.
We said it first. Yes. Excuse me. Money, please.
Yeah. So how do you think this would go? Because full disclosure, Merc picks
both of these. I picked both of these. So, but I'm not claiming that I'll know either of how this will go. I
haven't read the Sabrina. You did.
Yeah. Xenomorph is ruthless.
Whoops.
But I did. I bought it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I did read it.
The first book. Yeah.
Sorry.
That's it. Xenomorph is ruthless, but then Sabrina can be too in that modern incarnation.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
She's pretty wily.
And plus, it's not like it's a person. It's a monster. Yeah. It's a monster.
Yeah,
it's
true. She's used to dealing with monsters.
I would say so.
She's dealt with the devil.
Just turns into a kitty cat.
Yeah.
Yay!
That's it. A xenomorph kitty cat.
Pretty good.
It's the new familiar.
Aww.
Yeah. Yeah.
Salem's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Salem's all like, you get away from her, you bitch. Salem in a little power suit.
I love that.
That's the picture.
I love that. I did have like a good like stalking session through like the Spellman house and stuff like that. They'd go.
Well, do you ever read that there was like basically an X-Men comic where that happened with
Kitty? The Brood and Kitty Pryde. Yeah, yeah. You just do that.
Like that, but magic.
In the end, just has magic powers and turns into a little kitty cat.
But she's utilizing magic rooms and magic things that would. That's fun.
I want to read this book.
This is super fun. This is,
Holy shit.
Okay, cool.
All right. But Sabrina would win.
Sabrina wins.
Somebody tag Archie in this episode, huh?
Yeah.
Fight, fight, fight.
Next up is the dumb, stupid rat creatures from Bone.
Oh.
Putting two of them together, because, I mean, they need it, versus Spawn.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've never... I have to admit something. I've never finished Bone. I've read a bunch of Bone, but not all of it, and it was a long time ago. So
you had a lot of Bone, but
listen, I had a little bit of Bone. I couldn't handle the whole Bone.
You couldn't finish it.
I couldn't finish that Bone. I aim to one day. It's God knows I will.
You gotta go back for that Bone.
Oh, fucking turn down the dumb dial. But yeah. So I don't recall offhand. They're the dumb dumb rat creatures. Is that what you said?
The stupid rat creatures.
Stupid rat yes. creatures. Okay.
Yep.
They're basically like for the uninformed. They're these big hulking rat creatures that are just trying to constantly cook people and make them into one of them really wants to make a quiche. The other one's like monsters don't eat quiche.
You know what? Yeah, I think this is coming back to me now. Yeah. It's on the cover. Write those things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
So they're kind of big and scary and hairy, but
yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's Spawn.
It is Spawn.
I don't like the idea of the rat creatures getting gunned down in an alleyway. Is there a nicer thing that Spawn could do?
He uses chains to rip them.
Yeah, just rip them apart with his chains, or his giant billowy moving cape can just choke them to death.
Yeah,
he's got a lot of options.
Could he not murder?
It's Spawn.
It would just scare them.
Yeah.
They'd be like, we're monsters, we're scary. And then he'd be like, bleh.
Spawn unleashes himself. Yeah, exactly. Who's the real? Yeah.
You think you're a monster?
I can't do voices.
Insert Keith David clips here.
Because guess what? As far as I know, I'm already dead. Which means I'm waiting for your sorry ass in the afterlife.
Exactly.
That was him, right?
Insert Keith David Bowen here.
Child. So, Spawn.
Yeah, Spawn.
Yep.
Spawn wins it.
Fight.
And finally, Mary Marvel versus Psylocke.
Oh.
I think this is the debater.
A little bit, yeah.
What point of Psylocke? Well,
I would say like maybe most modern Psylocke, where hey, she's British Psy-knife. Again.
Oh,
okay, but she's still been through everything she's been through.
Yes,
but current, so is Mary Marvel. Current Psylocke. I thought I read. I don't think it's out yet, but in one of the books, I guess they sort of like Psylocke is British again. She's back in her original body or a clone of it.
She's got the big butterfly thing.
Yeah, and she's going to be Captain Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, and like, but the, what's her name, whose body she was in?
Quanon,
is going to be Psylocke. So they still keep like the Asian Psylocke that is more iconic or known, I guess, except it's not like some British white lady who is stuck in her body. So that's arguably better.
I don't think I ever realized she was stuck in another person's body. Yeah. I don't know if they just changed her. I've read those issues, but it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it happened.
In my head, I thought they just changed her physically into an Asian
woman. I'm pretty sure it was a body swap situation.
The Siege Perilous, and then some other stuff happened.
That was, what's his name? It was like it was Mandarin stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. During like Acts of Vengeance? Pre-Acts of Vengeance? I don't know. I'm making sure.
Are we trying to very briefly cut through X-Men continuity?
Because let's not do that.
My friends, no. either way, so we'll
Part
go with
seven of X-Men.
We'll go with Psylocke at her best. Let's say she's got her full powers.
Yep.
She's got her full experience. She's a British, powerful British telepath lady, but also a ninja. Whatever. Sure. She's got that experience. Mary
Essentially
Marvel.
Essentially taking on a Superman character.
Yeah.
Mary Marvel can punch you through a wall.
Exactly.
That's very true.
And I'll be honest, I'm not super familiar with, like, in depth with Mary Marvel, but...
Well, she's got Shazam powers.
She's just as powerful.
They sort of all tap into the same source, I believe, right? So it's kind of like... I mean, this is a one-on-one thing, so this is kind of irrelevant.
I have a feeling this is like almost a
They kind of share the powers in a way. The whole Marvel family, don't they?
But I don't really get how that works.
I don't know if it's ever been clear.
No, that's fair.
Oh yeah, but she's got Shazam powers.
Yeah,
which is kind of hard to beat.
Yeah.
However, she does have. She can be a little naive.
Mm-hmm.
She's got semi-recent history of just being downright just reckless, kind of. They made her evil, like, more than once.
Well, I was going to say, they made her pretty dark and actually pretty
sloppy.
Ruthless.
Like, kind of brainwashed.
Yeah, but I feel like I don't know about reckless, but in a way where she didn't seem terribly stable.
Yeah.
So I feel like there are some...
not like super stable character Psylocke.
But I feel Psylocke has learned to be very ruthless and very, very sneaky.
Yes.
So I feel like she'd be very good at taking advantage of, you know, if somebody has a weakness or a momentary lapse or something like that, she would strike. Yeah. And my question is, though, what... you might have, like, you know, Shazam, like, borderline Superman powers, but how would a psychic knife work on Superman if you were able to get that one hit in? I mean, like, all the physical power in the world isn't necessarily going to help you against that kind of an attack.
Yeah.
So that's my argument for Psylocke. Alternately, f***ing Shazam powers, my friends. Boom! Lightning.
Psychic knife. Lightning. Yeah. Boom.
Yeah. If you can't get close enough to use it,
what happens then to a telepath when it gets hit by lightning?
Same thing as a toad.
Yeah. So I feel like this is a closer call than you might think, and it could maybe go either way.
Double KO.
Yeah. We do. That would be fun, but
we
it's
could, but then we yeah, how do we go on? Then the other thing it would just work. Be a three-way fight.
It don't work.
I'm just making mouth sounds.
Okay, do you want to be able to do 3, 2, 1, and then everybody say who they think?
Because it came down to that one moment.
Yeah, because it really could very easily go.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
Psylocke. Mary Marvel. Oh! Psylocke. Because I think, like, literally, it could come out there, it could maybe even partially, like, you know, work, but then, poof, the lightning, bah.
I think end of the fight, there is some lightning thrown, and Psylocke is knocked out, but, you know, dust clears, and Mary Marvel is a small child. And Psylocke gets back up, and...
Yeah, there you go.
Then you get a psychic knife and to maybe the that's... head when you're a small child, and then you wear mush.
Well, like, the psychic knife, does it always have the same effect necessarily? Because, like, is it possible that, like, maybe using that could, like, throw her off to the part where she would revert or something like that? Who knows, right? Who knows?
Yeah.
It's, literally...
You know, who knows?
It's comic books. Yeah. You make it up as you go along. Exactly. So I like that result. I feel it would be a close one, and that very, very much feels like, it kind of reminds me of, like, Marvel versus DC, where it was, like, Thor versus Captain Marvel? I forget what it was. And he turned back into Billy Batson. It was just like, we're done here. I forget who he fought. It might have been Thor. I forget.
That works.
All right. So.
So, who? Now,
so, moving on to the semifinals.
Final round. 1. Fight.
Impulse versus Spawn.
Oh, fuck.
So
you have, like, King Grimdark versus, like, the most ludicrous human being.
I didn't pick Spawn.
That was me, actually. I picked Spawn.
I actually almost picked Spawn. It was on my original list.
It could have been Spawn versus Spawn.
It could have been.
Too many Spawns.
This one's for Spawning all the crotch chains. This is also one I would desperately want to read.
It would be pretty funny.
Because, like, that would, like, could not be more different.
Yeah.
How would Spawn feel about shooting a child?
I'm sure he's done it before.
fair.
Yeah, true.
And well, but he's got a code to a certain extent of like not like I only do things to bad people.
Yeah, but I mean, like, but I mean, how are you going to shoot Impulse? Deathstroke did that one time, but fuck off. I did not care for that. He can vibrate through things, and he's, like, super fast, and he's completely unpredictable. I don't know. Even the best shoot, I don't think that's going to be that helpful.
But, okay, let's say Impulse gets up to Spawn. How is he going to take him out? You gonna punch him? You gonna punch him with your team fists?
He could,
with your regular body?
He'd run really fast, grab his cape, and wrap him up in his cape.
But his cape is infinitely wrappable.
That's true.
It would just keep going and going.
Yeah, well, and
it would be like 22 pages of that.
Just exactly. Thing run out?
What's going on?
Yeah.
He would hit a certain point and then it would just flap back like a blind.
Yeah.
So they're like Tom and Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it then.
Oh, that's great. And Spawn is just very upset to be stuck in this stupid slapdash cartoon reality.
And then Spawn would be like, I don't want anything to do with this. And he would just leave. And then Impulse would win by default.
I can't be objective about anything involving Impulse, but I feel like...
I just don't want Spawn in it because it would be just one of those characters that's like, this would be a nightmare to deal with. Yeah, no,
I know. I don't know. I would love to see the Maestro fights.
That's the hard bit. It's just like, I don't... Yeah, Impulse definitively defeating Spawn is one thing, but I don't... like
him irritating him is a Levy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I buy that. I like it.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Decided. Impulse wins.
Final round. Two. Fight.
So, Sabrina the Teenage Witch versus Psylocke.
Ooh.
Now, that's another fun one.
It is.
These are fun, isn't it? We're having fun. We're having fun together. It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fun.
Sabrina.
Sabrina? How come?
Magic.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, well, it would depend on the storyline and the situation you set up. Like, she is a ninja. Like, would she even see her coming kind of
thing? She had in particular, like, they had those moments. Of course she would. She saw
it in tea leaves.
I saw you in my oolong tea this morning.
Psylocke has been through some shit. I think there was points, convoluted history, yeah, but I remember there was points where literally she kind of like could sink into the shadows and stuff like
had
all that stuff going on. And like, I could just sort of see a moment where she's like pulling these like tricks and stuff. It's like, oh, you think you're one with the darkness?
Yeah.
And just pull some just absolute hellfire.
She takes
magic.
Her xenomorph cat and just throws it at her.
And it gets giant as it's thrown.
Turns it back into a xenomorph, full on alien, and it lands on her. I'm making a motion through my shirt.
Yeah.
Then I get a Psylocke xenomorph baby that comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like...
And then that thing wins.
Yeah. And I feel like Sabrina, especially if we're going with more modern interpretations, is less, certainly less naive than, like, Mary Marvel. I think it would be less, it would be less easy to take advantage of...
Not to mention there's actual magical...
Yeah.
Fields and forces and guards and whatever.
Yeah, as exactly. opposed to the fake magical ones. Wink. Hey, love you, buddy.
Yay. So we're saying...
I think Sabrina.
I gotta go with Sabrina on that one.
So then in the final match, it's...
Final round. Fight!
Impulse versus Sabrina.
Oh, frick.
you did it to yourself.
Yeah. And as much as I love my boy Bart.
Yeah. I don't think he has a chance.
I don't think so. I think this
is... He just lifts him up. She lifts him up. Like,
just chucks him.
I feel like she'd be nice to him.
Or they get along.
Yeah, they might. That's the thing. It's like, you know, Sabrina's got her supporting cast of, some her teenage friends and some of them could be a little silly and goofy. She lives in like an Archie universe. And what is Impulse if not a super speed Archie?
Checks out.
So, you know, they get along fine. I feel like it would, she'd maybe go a little easy on him.
She would trick him and not even let him know that she has powers.
Yeah.
And just kind of like coax him into being friend. And then she would just kind of, it would even have to be a fight.
That's the thing. Because I feel like in the end. She would be like,
we're friends. We're good. Whatever, I won. Because she was always got something on the sly on the back burner kind of going.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like in the end it would just sort of, but she'd still, you know, at the end it's like, well, there needs to be a winner. So,
yeah.
But you know. They
trick him into stepping out of the ring.
Just put him in a ring. She'd pull some magic tricks. Impulse would get a little distracted. He'd be like, oh, do you know Zatanna? This is cool. And then boom, pow, you're done.
No, can you go get her? Yeah. All right. So
Sabrina wins.
Sabrina wins. Absolutely.
Flawless victory.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And that's the show.
Well done. Outstanding. Impressive. Excellent.
Hey, thanks to Ocean City Defender for all the great tunes that you heard throughout this episode.
As always, thank you.
Thanks to me.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to me.
For doing this.
Yes, for adding.
For organizing.
Picking who fought who.
Yeah,
well,
no,
random,
that's part of
random
it.
Number generator. But speaking of me, I'm Kyle Lees, and you can check my stuff out at thekylelees.com. I've got a couple books. I've got some prints. I've got shirts. I've got all sorts of stuff that you can look at there.
I'm Brett Kotick. You can check out my comic at welcometohereafter.com. I very recently was able to post 2 comics 2 weeks in a row. It's been a real f***ing time, but I'm swearing way too much this episode. Maybe bleep some of those. I don't know. but I did it, and it's not going to happen again.
Ever.
Well, hopefully sometime, but not soon. So,
with an attitude like that, mister.
Go check it out. Go check it out. Welcome to hereafter.com.
Yep. I'm Merc. You can find me at mercasylum.ca, MERKASYLUM.ca. Merc on Facebook, Mercanaut like astronaut on Instagram. Yeah, that's all we got. So thanks for coming this week. Next week we've got other stuff. We don't know what, but
so you better watch out.
Really good.
I have it on authority that it's going to be amazing.
Ooh. If it's not, get mad at Past Bri.
Oh, I do that all the time.
He's gone. He's already gone.
Good.
Bye.
Like just Jeff Loeb talking, which might mean literally nothing. Like, Disney Plus is like, we're just going to do the TV now. And he's like, what do I do? I don't know. Back to DC?
Yeah. Just keep doing what you're doing, but I'm not doing anything. Perfect. Just go sit over there by Chris Claremont.
Oh.